Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the one-on-one 10-week program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, sign up to the newsletter or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. All the links are in the description of this episode. Now for today's topic, we're going to talk about what if your narcissistic mother doesn't care you want no contact. So let me ask you, have you set a strong boundary, fearing your mother's reaction, only to hear nothing back? Have you gone no contact, fearing big consequences, only to be met with absolute silence as a response? When we talk about boundaries, and no contact in particular, because no contact, going no contact is a strong boundary, that's what it is. We're always talking about how to face the hurricane of flying monkeys, nasty calls, increased level of toxicity from other family members and from your mother. But what when instead of all of that, we hear crickets? Has this been your experience? I've recently received a question from a listener about this. This person went no contact, and aside from some sporadic communication non-related to her decision, no one has tried to contact her at all, so not only her mother, but even other members of the family. She's been met with complete silence and no reaction to her decision. And for some of you who have gone no contact, only to be assaulted by an army of flying monkeys and or by your mother's numerous attempts at breaking your boundaries and manipulate you into going back in contact, this may sound like a way better situation, and I get it. And in some ways, of course, it may be. The listener is asking the question, the listener who's asking the question mentions this, the fact that their lack of attempts at making contact should theoretically make her decision easier and more comfortable. And yet, there's a part that feels discarded, as if she was worthless. And I get that. If you have experienced something similar in your choice to go no contact, share it in the comments, as it truly helps in not feeling alone in such experience. What I can share, personally, is that I have been through this too. My personal experience of going no contact with my mother has been followed by crickets from my mother. She made one attempt at communicating with me via email, an email that was quite intense and abusive. I didn't even read the whole lot because it was actually really toxic, putting the entire responsibility of everything on me. And after, of course, I didn't reply to that, I received a self-sacrificing message in which she told me she loved me so much that she was ready to respect my choice, although she didn't understand why I would behave like this, and that was that. On the other hand, I've had plenty of pressure from flying monkeys, but that's another story. Their pressure had nothing to do with their love for me, and, you know, their genuine concern regarding the situation, but all with the fact that my choice had made life uncomfortable for them and they needed me back in my role, the role that I was playing at keeping my mother at bay, which clearly going no contact, I wasn't playing anymore. So I do get that getting no reaction from your mother when you make such a decision can be quite intense an experience, because it can really bring us to question even more than before our self-worth. You know, if your mother doesn't even fight for you, doesn't even want to insist. Although, yes, making it more comfortable, I'm actually grateful that my mother didn't insist too much, because in a way it made things easier, of course. But there is that part that is like, wow, she really didn't care. Like that's another layer of hurt that's being revealed and that can be intense. So all of this is to say that reactions to no contact can be very different, and not all mothers will insist and try to break the boundaries, because this is not the first time that I received these questions. I've had clients go in no contact that have had similar reactions from their mothers. It's not universal that a narcissistic mother is going to go full on explosive on the attack, although I've seen plenty of that as well in my experience so far with this work. So there can be lots of shades in between, from the one that just completely disappears, like my mother has done, and never once mentions it again, although I know she mentions it plenty with other family members, all the way to the absolute explosive reaction, which can be really intense to deal with. So there is intensity in any shade of the spectrum, let's say, because there's different parts in us that get triggered, of course. If she's not insisting and you hear nothing back, one of two things can be happening. The first one is that she received the message and that she understood your boundary. Does that mean she gets the reason why you had to set it? Unlikely. Remember, the narcissistic people don't actually tend to respect boundaries at all. They don't like them and they don't take responsibility. So they don't do the whole self-reflection as to, okay, if my daughter decided to set this boundary, there must be a reason and it must be me. And, you know, maybe I've done something that has truly hurt her. Let's reflect for a little bit and see where that brings me. That's very unlikely to happen. And of course, I'm never going to generalize. There is a spectrum of narcissism. So you may have a mother that is full on out textbook narcissist. And also you can have mothers that have narcissistic traits. Now, usually when we're at the sort of lower end of the spectrum, we're hardly going to need to go no contact. Very often a conversation or maybe two may actually address the issue. Usually when we're going no contact, we're going no contact because the situation is pretty intense. And so that means we're talking about intense narcissistic behaviors, which means lack of taking responsibility and really a deep dislike of boundaries by the narcissist. So she's more than likely taking it personal, but she's kind of going with it. And if you don't go and prod and poke, she's just going to be quiet and leave you alone. And that's the kind of take I'm taking with my mother. It's like she hasn't understood anything. She hasn't taken any responsibility. There's no self-reflection going on. But as long as I don't go and stir the soup, she's actually going to leave me alone. And I take that as a blessing. I've of course had to go through layers of hurt from the rejection and all of that. I'll speak to that. But I've gotten to this point, and that's where I stay. So in most cases, this is more an indication that she doesn't know what to do about it. And rather than doing what we'd love her to do, which is take responsibility and maybe even apologizing sincerely, which is not going to happen, she prefers to keep to herself and keep her own story going. So she can just keep quiet, sort of, don't come bother you. She's got your boundary. Clearly, you've said it well. And she's like, okay, I'm just going to stay in my own little story where I feel I'm righteous and I'm great and I've done great and my daughter is actually bad and that's my story. I'm sticking with it. But she's doing it in her own world and she's not coming into yours anymore, which is what you wanted from the no contact. So that's one of the two things that can happen. The other, it's she's very much taking it personally, like even more, and giving you what is called the silent treatment. So the silent treatment, which is one of my mother's favorite, is a form of punishment a narcissistic person, a narcissistic mother will use. And it can be very hurtful for sure. So rather than face the consequences of her actions and take responsibility, which we know is something a narcissist doesn't tend to do, she chooses to be silent, letting you know she doesn't approve and she won't talk to you until you change your behavior. So the silent treatment is a complete, it's not any, So the first scenario, she's kind of got the message. She doesn't want to get involved. She doesn't have the tools to deal with it. She wants to keep her own story going. Whatever. She sacrifices the relationship with you in order to keep her own story of that false identity she has for herself going. And that's it. The second option is actually a punishment. So the silent treatment is done with the purpose of punishing a person. It's like, I'm not gonna talk to you, like the kids in school. I'm not gonna play with you anymore until you change your behavior. But in a punishing way, not in a healthy boundary setting kind of way. So this can be particularly intense as it triggers, of course, abandonment wounds. Now, both these scenarios can trigger abandonment wounds, but there's a different quality to it. And one of the core mother wounds we tend to care, or the other wound that is also trigger, can be the wound of not deserving love. So these are two main core mother wounds, the abandonment wound and the wound of not deserving love. And when we receive silence from the other side after making such a big decision, which is, I'm not going to have any contact with you anymore, that's big. And that this person, who's supposedly your mother, isn't actually doing anything about it at all, can be very, very hurtful. So it can bring questions like, am I not lovable enough to make my mother want to insist? Does she not care to the point that she's not even trying to make contact? And of course, you're lovable. And I will remind you of that again and again. You're so deeply deserving of love. You are. The issue is, she's not able to give you the love you deserve. A narcissistic mother is too absorbed in her own emotional reactivity, in her own righteousness and false sense of self, which is, in her perception, of course, faultless. So she's taking your choice of going no contact as a personal assault with no justification at all. She doesn't feel there is a justification for what you're doing because she is so perfect. She's done the best she could do. It's you that do not understand her. That's her story. She sees her behavior as perfect and puts all the responsibility for the conflict on you or external factors and circumstances. She may think you're problematic, strong-headed, maybe too sensitive, overreacting, and so on, and she's gonna stick to that story. Also, for her, having a story that has at the center of attention, that has her at the center of attention, is more important than anything else. In some cases, having the victim story of the poor mother who, despite doing everything for her daughter, has not managed to fix her, and now her problematic daughter doesn't talk to her anymore, is the story she chooses to tell to gain attention. So you don't know what's happening behind this silent treatment and behind this kind of accepting of your boundary, but without really going into taking responsibility or changing or anything like that. There is this need that a narcissist has to stick with their story above anything else. That is actually the real relationship she has in her life, is the relationship with her story. I don't think I've ever said this like this before, but the relationship that matters the most to a narcissist is the relationship ultimately with themselves, with this false identity that they have, and their relationship with the story that they're telling, that is like completely stuck with this false identity that they have. So if she's telling a story of a victim mother that is a victim of a problematic daughter, if she's telling the story of a mother that has done her best and yet she still didn't succeed, if she's telling the story, she could be telling lies, a story that you've gone mad, that you've started doing crazy things, that you've I've actually heard that mothers that would say that the daughter turned against them, like in violent ways, so that they were the one forced to go no contact, and it's not actually what happened. So that is the story that she's gonna stick with, that she is going to tell, and she can turn the no contact to the advantage to her story. But the great news is that she's gonna do all of that in her own world. And yes, this will affect relationships with people that are enablers, which they will want to stick with her and her story, and they'll obviously won't engage with you anymore. So if it's not just your mother that is giving you the silent treatment, or that is not reaching out to you anymore, trying to insist, but there's also other family members, please know that, again, this has nothing to do with you, but these people are completely, for all their personal reasons, are completely mesmerized and completely following the story that your mother is telling. And again, not because of you, but because of their own personal needs, because of their own woundings, because of their own inability to deal with it. She has told them the story, they choose to believe that story, and so they go with that. This means nothing about you. So in all of this, what is very important to keep in mind is that none of it is your fault at all. You have made a decision of going no contact that comes from the need to protect yourself, your heart, and to create space for healing and to be happy. So this does not come from things you've done, but from things that your mother has done, behaviors that she's had with you that brought you all the way to need to go no contact. So none of what's happening, the fact that they're not insisting, that they're not getting back to you, that they're not trying to contact you, it's not your fault. None of that is your fault. All of it is their choice and their responsibility that they're not able to take, but it's not your fault. And none of it is an indication of your worth as a person. These people, your narcissistic mother, and whatever enablers that are actually sticking with her, they have no idea of how amazing and beautiful and lovable and fantastic you are, because they can't see that. They're too absorbed in their own story to even notice someone else. They'll never notice anyone else in their life unless it's someone that validates their story. That's all they want, is their story to be validated constantly. And it has nothing to do with your self-worth as a person. You are amazing and you are lovable and you're worth so much, but this has nothing to do with your self-worth. Their behavior is their own behavior, their own choices, the result of their own trauma, the result of their own wounds, undealt shit that they don't want to look at. It has nothing to do with you. The other thing to keep in mind, it is that it's okay to feel relief if your mother doesn't try to contact you, because that's another aspect of it. There can be that part that goes, oh, maybe I should feel sad, maybe I should feel upset, maybe I should feel abandoned, but you know what? I actually just feel relief, and that's okay. That doesn't make you a selfish person. That doesn't make you a bad daughter. That doesn't make you anything negative. That makes you human, and the hell, it's very natural to actually feel relief when someone that has been hurting you this much actually just stops doing that and goes and lives her life and does her own things. Thanks God, it's okay to feel relief. And on the other hand, it's also okay for a part of you to feel hurt and rejected. That doesn't make you silly, doesn't make you ridiculous, doesn't make you needy. That again makes you human, because yes, that person has hurt you, but that person is also your mother. And there is this expectation, which, I mean, rightfully there, that the mother would be the person that loves you the most, that nourishes you, that the one person that you actually can't go wrong because she's your mother. And yet we haven't experienced it that way. And I get that. So these two parts can also coexist. There can be a part that feels relief, that actually rationally goes, yeah, it's better that this person isn't reaching out to me anymore. Actually, that's what I wanted when I went no contact. So yes, success. And then there is also a part that goes, yeah, but it hurts. And it's important to acknowledge that, if that's there. I know for me it was. And I had to acknowledge that, and I had to process that. Go through waves of sadness, elements of abandonment that got triggered. My mother was always the type that gave the silent treatment throughout all my life. She was always the one that neglected and abandoned more than actually be there. She's I've seen the back of her more often than I've seen her coming towards me. So that abandonment wound was very, yeah, was very strong, and there was a lot for me to process in that. But acknowledging that part is very important if it's there. For that part that feels hurt and rejected, abandoned maybe not only by your mother but by the other members of your family, as it can be the case, as we said, we've mentioned enablers, it's important to acknowledge that part and to hold space for her. It is hurtful when your mother doesn't try to make changes in her behavior to have a chance at a relationship with you. And it's okay, just as it's natural to go, you know what, that person has hurt me so much, good riddance, I feel relief. There's also an element of being natural that that person is your mother and is not making any effort, and that hurts. Okay? It can be very hurtful when she treats you like you don't matter at all to her. So there's no point in denying this. And accepting and acknowledging this part can bring up sadness, grief, anger, and all of it is okay. So how can we navigate it all without risking, because that's the main thing, without risking going back on the no contact decision and falling back in the loop of pain and manipulation, because that is ultimately what the silence treatment is all about. That is ultimately, it's kind of like when your mother kind of has that story playing in her head. When my daughter comes back to her senses, she will reach out to me again. You know, I don't need to make the effort. I'm the queen here. She's the one that's gonna realize how ridiculous this whole thing is and come back to me. And that's all done to get you back in the loop. So how do we navigate it without risking that? Because acknowledging the part that feels the hurt and the rejection and the abandonment is one thing. Following that part, it's another. That's what we don't want to do. And also, how do we navigate it without going through a lot of suffering? You know, even if you stick with the no contact, something like that can actually remain with you forever. You can live your whole life thinking, my mother never actually tried to contact me, and this was so hurtful. And you can bring that on and on and on and kind of have that as part of the narrative forever, which keeps that cord, that energetic cord with your mother, actually still attached. Because that's something I believe I spoke before in some other episodes on no contact, but the fact that even when you go no contact, if you keep your attention on your mother constantly, it's like being in contact. That energy sucking thing that happens still happens. You have all your energy cords are still attached if your attention is constantly on her. So if your attention is constantly wondering why is she not reaching out, why is she not trying to insist, I wonder if she's making any changes, I wonder if she understood what this was all about, you know, all of that, you are actually still in that loop. The attention is still on her, which is also part of the purpose of the silent treatment. The silent treatment is a punishment, but is also an attention seeking, because it kind of forces the other person to reach out first, giving attention. So I want to share with you five key things. They're not steps as such, they're more key points to keep in mind that have really been very helpful for me in my own personal experience. They've been helpful in my work so far with clients. So I want to share them with you today. So the first thing, the first key point is to hold space for the part of you that feels rejected. As we mentioned, denying it won't help you. So pretending that that's not there, it's not going to support you. Acknowledge that that part is there, but don't let that part make decisions for you. There's a wiser part in you that knows you've made the right choice to protect yourself and to be happy by going no contact. If you needed to set that boundary, there was obviously a reason or more than one. So stick with your decision, stick with that part of you that's wise and knows why you've made that decision, but at the same time, when that other part comes up, when thoughts about that come up, like, oh, she is completely doesn't love me, this is so hurtful, and all of that, hold space for that. acknowledge that. It's okay that I'm feeling this way. This wave will pass. It's okay that right now I'm feeling this way. There's nothing wrong with me for feeling this way, and this wave will pass. The second point, which I do talk about in the episode about mistakes that we make when we go no contact, so reasons why the no contact might fail, and I'm going to share the link of that episode in the description of this, is don't go no contact in the hope to change your mother and as a way to provoke love out of her. This will only lead to more hurt and disappointment. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because the love that you may provoke out of her, which may, it may happen. You may see that. I see that all the time with clients. Every time they set strong boundaries, all the way to going no contact, the love bombing starts happening. That's actually not provoking real love out of her. That's provoking another type of manipulation that is the love bombing. It's one of the, there is an episode on that on this podcast, to how to recognize love bombing. It's a way to get you in. So, or like what's happening in your mother's head is this, oh shit, I've pushed her too far. Now she's setting a boundary. So I'm going to rein in the toxicity and actually just give her all this love so she feels safe to come back to me. And then I'll go back right to where I started the toxic behavior. You'll see the love bombing phase only lasts as long as it takes to get you back in the loop. And then we go right back to where we were before. So when you go no contact in the hope that this will change your mother's behavior and it will also bring love, that she will realize how much she loves you all of a sudden and actually change, that's not gonna work. It's like a minuscule percentage where actually that happens, and we're talking about people that probably were not full-on narcissistic but actually just had some behaviors that were not on and they may not have been aware of them. Again, that's very, very rare. So go no contact to protect yourself and to allow yourself to live a healthy and happy life, to have the space to heal and thrive, but not to change your mother and provoke love out of her, because that's not going to work. Third point, know that you're not alone. It is not uncommon for narcissistic mothers to react with silence to a strong boundary such as no contact. This can be a punishment treatment. This can be that she's benefiting from the story she's telling and so on. We spoke about this, but it's not uncommon. So you're not alone in this. You're not the only daughter that went no contact and the mother never got back to her. I'm there. I'm right there with you. And I've also spoken to a lot of other women that have been exactly treated in the same situation. So you're not alone in that. If you're listening to this and your mother instead was the opposite and is the opposite and insisted and tried to breach your boundaries and turned all nasty on you, you're not alone in that either. There's plenty of that out there too. So your mother's reaction is not unique. A narcissistic mother can react in many different ways to a strong boundary, and going silent is one of them. Point number four, whatever your mother's reaction to your boundary, none of her reactions are any indication of your self-worth and your lovability. They are only an indication of her emotional immaturity. That's all. Her emotional incapacity and immaturity, of her own woundings, of her own self-absorption, nothing to do with your self-worth and your lovability. You are so lovable. So incredibly lovable. You deserve so much. And then lastly, point number five, seek support and community. There are no shoulds in how you're meant to feel. As we said, you may feel relief. You may feel hurt if your mother isn't reaching out to you. there isn't a one way you should be feeling and then all the other ways are wrong. There can be a variety of different feelings and emotions that get triggered, and that's all okay. Going no contact can feel both liberating and very intense at the same time. So having support and a community of people who have been through similar experiences and can relate with how you're feeling is very important in not feeling completely alone in this. And there might be the need to support your system in holding space for all that you're feeling. There's practices, there's tools, there's so much you can do to support your system in navigating all of that. A lot of which I didn't know when I started all of this, and I had to navigate a lot of it on my own, and I've learned, and I'm sharing with you, not only in here on the podcast, but I'm sharing it within RYF community, and I'm sharing it with within the 10 weeks program. So seek support. You know the offerings that are available with me. If it's not with me and you get support somewhere else, that's okay too. But make sure you seek support and a community. I do see that within, I was seeing it with the women's circles before, and I see it now in Reclaim Your Fullness community. The having people that you can share with and they can relate, they can go, oh, wow, although my experience was not exactly the same, because we all have different personal experiences, but I can understand, because yes, in that way, my mother also behaved that way. And I get how that's hurtful. I actually can understand how there can be a feeling of relief. At the same time, there can be a feeling of hurt. And all of that can happen at the same time. When people start doing this work, they start being aware of all the different parts, they start being aware of their emotions, and they can relate with how you're feeling, which is not the experience that we get most times when we're just talking with random people that have not been through the same and have no idea how to even respond to you. And that can lead to feeling very alone. So seek support, seek a community, seek people that get where you're coming from and what you've been through, and also support that can offer you the tools to navigate all of this and to start healing really powerfully. Because yes, going no contact is a boundary to protect yourself, but it also offers an immense space for you to start thriving, for you to start really healing away from this constant abuse that just keeps you stuck. So that's what no contact did for me, for sure. Like, it provided, and it still does, provided that space that I couldn't get when I was still in contact to actually get healing going for myself in a really deep and profound way. But this requires support, because we can't do it on our own, and we're not supposed to do it on our own. You're not bad for not being able to do it on your own. It's just really intense, and having someone there that supports you along the way, it's a massive, massive help. And I'm telling you this as someone that has done a lot of it on my own, and it was so much more intense when I was trying at it on my own than when I actually found mentors that really, really supported me through it. So okay, so I hope this answers the question of what to do, or what does it mean when your mother actually doesn't insist, and when you go no contact and you only get silence as a response. If that was your experience, share it in the comments. You can also email me at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me to share your experience, to ask your questions. And again, all the links are in the description of this episode. There's still the free roadmap to boundary setting, the free resources of how to react or how to deal with messages and your mother trying to make contact with you. That's all in the links in the description. And this free self-love guided practice is also always there for you to access. So yeah, with that, I'm gonna wish you a wonderful week. Send you lots of love. Bye for now.